Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
All right, frankly, I am surprised that this phone call that we took yesterday was more controversial. I just didn't think that there would be much of a debate here.
Right.
But Jan Hobby really showed how superficial she was yesterday, I thought.
Well, and Jeff Dollar, too. I wasn't the only one that felt this way.
And you thought I was being totally a hypocrite on it.
Totally.
Like, you said that I would totally react differently.
Yeah, I think if this happened to you in real life, you would react differently than you did yesterday.
See, my thinking is, like, guys don't think that far in advance. Like, we wouldn't be thinking of our future baby. We'd just be more upset by the past, just not knowing, not being educated on what happened to our woman in the past. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't agree with that, because I think that would be one of the first things I would think of.
Really?
Would be like, now you're jacking up my family, you know? Like, I would just, it would be like...
You're screwing up my bloodline.
It would be like buying, you know, the perfect classic, you know... 65 Mustang
of
red.
Of course, there's a car comparison.
But then the whole thing is, you know, just patched up with Bondo. Like, I would just be bummed. It's like, it's not the real thing.
See, to me, like I said, the bigger offense is not knowing what happened over the last year, that they didn't come clean in that relationship because they've been going out for a year.
That they didn't tell them this major overhaul that they had.
Right.
Well, we're not even really explaining what the phone call is about.
We shouldn't, because it's explained in the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
Good morning, Aaron. You're on All the Hits Q100. Hello.
I've been dating a guy for about a year. Mm-hmm. We've even talked about marriage. And I've met his parents before, but I never really went home. He's from Colorado.
Okay.
So we went home for the holiday, and they just got their new snow, you know, that people were starting to ski, stuff like that. And we had a great time, and it was that day, you know, everybody's eating the turkey, drinking a little. Mm-hmm. And I'm watching him with his family for the first time, met his sister.
Mm-hmm.
And I was noticing... You know, he's a good-looking guy, you know. It would be my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I love him. And he looks a little different, or actually a lot different, than a lot of the members of his family. So he goes out, I guess it's after they've been skiing, and then they go to the movie. I guess they went to see Ray or something. I don't know. And I decided to stay home with the sister and the mom. You know, we were bonding. Mm-hmm. So they start whipping out the photo album. He's, you know, the baby pictures, you know, the naked baby pictures, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And then we get into the ones where he's, like, in his 20s. And they're, like, pointing to him, and I'm like, what? He does not look like anything that he looked like. And this is in his 20s and stuff, pictures of him in college with his friends and stuff.
So what's different?
Everything, my God. He looks like, frankly, Dumbo in one of the pictures. His ears are sticking out. His nose is funny. He just does not look like the man that I'm going out with. I don't understand.
Why does that turn you off so much? He obviously grew out of it.
No.
Or
his
he had
comment,
surgery.
His sister said, okay, we're all drinking. I don't know what this was about. But she says it's amazing what they can do today.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, he's had surgery.
Lots of plastic surgery.
Yeah.
So I said, what do you mean?
Uh-huh.
And, I don't know. I don't know what he did. I don't care what he did.
Right.
He's like, totally must have done everything. He must have been like on one of those nip-tuck shows or something. I don't know.
So what does that bother you?
Yeah, it does. Because, you know, what happens, I mean, I'm not the, you know, I'm not Christie Brinkley, but I'm you know, a reasonably, a very attractive girl, and I start thinking about kids. I mean, if the guy I'm dating and thinking of marrying looks like this now, but looked like that then, what's going to happen? I mean, his ears were sticking out. It looks like his chin's different. His nose, I don't even want to go into what he must have done. My God.
So you don't want to have an ugly kid. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, might sound a little vain, but he looked hideous.
So you're so turned off by what he looked like before the surgery that you would seriously consider not going out with this guy?
Yeah, I don't know how to get away from it because, like, first of all, it's not just the kids. It's somebody who went through all that.
So it's the mentality of it also that's bothering you?
Well, who would do that?
Well, there's a lot of women that do that. Do you think the guy should? Well, of course, the guy probably wouldn't be as turned off, but I mean, it's the same. I mean, so many women do.
No, guys usually like that. It's usually boobs or something.
But what I'm saying is, like, I mean, is it fair for you not to? Mm-hmm. I mean, would you criticize a woman for that and think a guy shouldn't marry her because of what she looks like now?
Well, I just don't know if they should be doing that much. I don't. Oh, God.
But a guy wouldn't look at a woman and go, look, I'm not going to, I don't want to have children with her because I want my child to have big boobs. And she obviously doesn't. And she got the surgery done. But you're looking at this guy and you're like, he was so completely different looking and somebody you're not attracted to and frankly kind of ugly that you'd be nervous that your child would grow up to look like him?
Yeah, and also that somebody would go through that. I'm really weirded out by all this weird surgery.
Did you say anything to him?
No, he doesn't know. I'm home early. He's still in, well, I don't know. No,
I would kill my family. Like, that's no one kidding. Of those where, I mean, come on, Don't let your family block you from, you know, having a happy life with somebody.
Did you confront him on this?
No, I haven't told him yet.
Oh, no.
You know, I have to almost, like, embarrassingly admit, I get her point on the kid thing. Like, I get it now.
Come on now.
I would think the same thing.
I can
thing.
Understand that.
Really?
I would think the same thing. I'd be like, oh.
Well, will my kids have to have plastic surgery when they grow up?
Kid's genes come from so many places. Have you seen your own family? I mean, have you seen, like, grandparents and stuff? I mean, there's... I don't know if one person, I don't know. That's just kind of mean, I think.
What kind of advice are you looking for? Do you dump them or not?
I want to know how to, yeah, I need to get out of this.
So you're already thinking it's over?
Oh, for me it is, yeah. I've got to get out of this.
Look, if you're that vain about it, and you obviously don't love this man as much as you think you do, because, I mean.
No, I do, but when I found out he was being fake with me.
I think it's almost.
He could have told me.
I think it's almost valid because he has misled her.
Oh, you're kidding. No.
He is misled her. It's like going out with somebody.
There's
and
so much more to somebody.
Every time they pull up,
like
every time they pull up to pick you up, they're in a Mercedes and they're wearing their nice, you know, Armani suit and everything's cool and everything's great. But then once you find out they're $50,000 in credit card debt, they're living in a studio apartment, you know.
But that's
what you're looking for. If you were looking for a good looking guy so you can have good looking children, then okay, this is not the guy for you. If you're that shallow, then you need to get out.
There's so much more to
shallow.
Sure it is.
Shallow.
No,
it's not.
Yes, it
of course
is.
It is. There's so
yes,
much more
is.
To a person you hope than just their
but
looks.
It would be a trust factor thing for you, Bert. You're Mr. Trust. And if you had been dating somebody for that long and they didn't tell you about that part of their life and all of a sudden you found out about it,
I guess
you would feel like you couldn't trust them because they weren't honest with you.
That argument to me is more valid than Jeff's. Like that one, if we've been going out with each other for a year, at least let me know that this is
it's
a pretty big
same,
part of your
it's
past.
It's the same argument.
And it's like,
the whole reason you have it done is so that you don't have to tell somebody about how you grew up, everybody making fun of you.
But if you're going to go spray your sperm around, you're telling
people. But now he's been made fun of probably his whole life to the point that he wanted to have that surgery, and now his potential fiancé is going to leave him for the very same thing.
I think it's valid.
I don't see it as valid,
sad.
Though.
Absolutely.
I see it as nothing more than just having a discussion. Like, this is something you should have shared with me. It's certainly not, like, this is not end of the relationship.
But how devastating.
So, think
no
of it.
Way.
If you had married a... I'm sorry. I cut you off. But if you had been with a woman and decided you were going to marry her, and then you found out that she had had God knows how much reconstructive surgery, that she never looked like the one woman you fell in love with, you would feel betrayed, and you would, second of all, you would think about your kid.
Yes, you would.
You totally would.
I got to be honest with you. I wouldn't feel as betrayed as you're making out to me. I really wouldn't.
Really?
Yeah.
And you wouldn't think like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have totally different gene pool than I thought I was dealing with here.
Wow.
Maybe. I don't know. It doesn't feel like that strong to me, no. Good morning, Amy. You're on the Bert Show. Hi.
Hi. I think there's a lot more to it than what she's saying. I think she wants out for other reasons because if she really deeply loves this guy, love is blind.
Yes. Right.
I mean, and you don't see this stuff. Plus, it's about, she's talking about having kids and stuff. I don't care what your kids look like. They're beautiful to you. It doesn't matter. I think there's a lot more to it than what she's letting on. I think it's just an excuse.
I hope so.
Jen is saying, yeah, there's something to it.
I think there's something to that.
Oh, my God.
I do. It's not like, you know, totally PC to say so, but I would legitimately be bummed about the future prospect of children.
Because it's very important to you that your children are good looking.
No, because you're just misled by that. You're like, you know, you're attracted to someone physically. That's what initiates any relationship because of your physical attraction to somebody. And then to realize that physical attraction's not... I mean, we're talking about a major overhaul of this guy, right?
Aaron? How much are we talking about? Like, what did he have done?
Oh, I wouldn't even know. I mean, it's like his chin was different, his nose is different, his ears were, like, lowered from the pictures. They were sticking out. His eyebrow, I mean, everything. It just looks like a cheekbone. He looks different.
He looks like a completely different person.
Now, did you investigate with the family, or did you just, they just said, oh, they can do a lot of work? Because if I'm in that situation, I'm like, oh, really? I'd be like, really? So what, you know, like, oh, yeah, that's true.
I didn't ask any questions, and it's not just about the looks. I really like him. No, I mean, I like the family. I'm sorry, I'm like so upset. All these people. I really love him, but this is just so, just like took me by such a loop.
I think we have two different arguments here, and there's the one argument about feeling betrayed that something so important happened to him, or he had something so big done to him that he didn't have any conversation with her about that in the year that they were with each other. And the second argument is, does this really affect how I look at the guy? Because now I'm looking to our future, and I'm afraid I'm going to have ugly kids.
So do you think, Melissa, that once it's in the past, and if you meet them after it's done with, you don't have to deal with it?
Well, I just feel like
unless they have herpes.
Well, that's my thought.
If I love somebody, then I'm going to love them regardless of, you know, like if they came to me and said, you know what, in years past, Melissa, I had this done and this done and this done, I'm not going to break up with them because of it.
But if let me throw this at you. Let's say that something weird happens and Superman flies around the globe and it starts spinning the other way and you're attracted to men. And you're going to have a child with a man.
Right.
In the past, he battled some hereditary disease.
Mm-hmm.
Does he have no obligation to tell you that disease before you have children with him?
Well, I think there's a difference between a kid having a debilitating disease and a big nose.
Ugliness is a debilitating disease.
You and I have done all right with it.
Right, but it's been tough. Like, I should be allowed to park close to the mall. That's all I'm saying.
They should have ugly people spots.
Right.
Good morning, Christy. You're on the Bert Show. Hi.
I just wanted to let her know that, like Melissa was saying, he is not the only one that's going to be making this baby. She's going to be involved in this as well.
It's a DNA soup.
There are a lot of couples that make babies, and they can be two ugly parents and have beautiful kids,
right.
And they can be two ugly parents.
Right.
She needs to stop being so shallow, because obviously this man doesn't deserve her. And one, he needs to be able to explain his story to her, because she's at this family function when she's just now meeting the family. She has no idea what's going on. And people do grow up. She's seeing pictures from the 20s.
Years ago.
Yeah, but what? I still think he should have said something. And haven't you guys known those parents that have the kid that is the spinning image of only one parent?
Well, yeah, look at Billy Joel and Christy Brinkley. They had two kids, and I think, did they have two or just the one?
They had one, the daughter.
One just looks just like Billy Joel.
Yeah.
Billy Joel
should not have been able to impregnate Christy Brinkley because he was too ugly for her.
Well, right. That wasn't a DNA soup. That was a halfway.
I don't know what to tell you, Aaron. You're on your own here. You got takes from both sides.
Why? You know what? Nobody ever call us for advice, ever. Because all we do is we debate it, and then we end up 50-50. Right. We're like, be on with you. Go on with yourself.
And you're on your own. All right, so that was yesterday on the show, and now you guys are starting to call up. Our Nicole's back. Hey, Nicole.
What's going on?
Hey.
Are
you working now?
I definitely agree with Jen on this one. And the reason that I agree with her is because it's the fact that he's hiding something. It's the fact that he did not come out and tell her. If he would have came out and told her, that's one thing. But it's been this long that they've been together, and he didn't tell her. I see what she's talking about with the kids and wanting pretty kids. Everybody wants pretty kids. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wants that. But some kids that are beautiful have screwed up names. So you really, you know, you can't help that. But, I mean, I really think that he should have went and told her. If it was finances, would we look at the situation any differently? If he was just hot and they had all this debt and didn't say anything to her, and then she found out through the sister that he was 7 and 8 or,
no,
you know, $50,000 in debt, it wouldn't be any different. A lie is still a lie. He's still hiding something that, you know, he should have went and told her.
Well, to me, the better comparison, though, is if he used to be in terrible debt, then he fixed it. Is he obligated to tell her how bad his debt was in the past?
Absolutely.
And he fixed it now?
If it's still existing enough that it could affect their future, Which it could be. If it involves a bankruptcy, then that's going
to
affect
him for
20 years.
He tweaked his looks
to
make it better. He fixed his debt. Is he supposed to bring up his entire past in a year in a relationship to tell them everything he's ever done?
Yes, if it affects the future.
Because what if he didn't learn how to, you know, correct his debt issues, or if he's still not good with it? I think the fact that he was just hiding something.
Not even that.
He was hiding something.
What if he had a car repossessed or a house foreclosed on? And 15 years down the road, he goes to buy a house, and the people look at him and say, yeah, we got to charge you a higher interest rate.
Well, no, like from experience, that 15 years later, it'd be wiped off. But anyway, I just think that, what I'm talking about is he fixed the debt. It's not. So that's just, to me, the similar comparison.
See, I just think it's the misleading thing.
Yeah, that's like, what's bothering you so much.
Yeah, that's what's bothering me more than anything else.
He wasn't honest
with her. Obviously, if it was that much reconstructive surgery and that much overhaul, it would have been a big point in his life, and him not revealing that. I mean, after a couple of months, I could see, but after a year, and you're bringing your girlfriend home to mom and dad, you're bringing them home to the sister and you don't think that's going to come out before you bring somebody home?
He didn't think that if they were going to see the pictures, he didn't think, leaving her at home with the mom and the sister, that the pictures weren't going to come up. Come on now. Everybody know that. When you take somebody home,
they're
going to bring out the embarrassing photos. Everybody knows that.
But usually they're done with you around, and it's done making fun of what you look like when you were a kid. Good morning, Diane. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Hey, I just don't understand why she's so offended either. And I got to tell you, so he had big ears and a big nose. It's not something he wants to wear around on his shirt sleeve and say, hey, guess what? I think I should tell you before we decide to have kids that I had big ears and a big nose, for heaven's sake. And I got to tell you, my boyfriend, just so Jen knows, my boyfriend is just, I think he's just an extremely attractive guy, very attractive. Seen pictures of his ex-wife, who is absolutely drop-dead gorgeous. They have the most ugly 14-year-old child I've ever seen in my life.
It does happen, man. It does happen. We've all seen it, Great-looking parents have ugly kids, and it goes the other way, too. Ugly parents, sometimes I look at these dorky parents, and they've got beautiful children.
That's the balance of life right there.
Yeah. Well, God gives you in one area, he takes in another.
The Burt Show.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.